As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
301-230-0980, the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for Kevin. He is back with you tomorrow. Normally in sports radio, this is why our job is amazing. You kind of just let the people take you where you need to be taken. I had no plans on talking Terry McLaurin in great detail today, but here we are, and we got a couple of calls and a bunch of comments in the chat on it as well. What are we parsing over right now? Like, what is on deck right now with this Terry McLaurin conversation? I will lay out my thoughts once again very concretely. I think as a fan base, and it's hard to generalize all of us together because some are smarter than others.
Just it's a bell curve. It always has been.
You know, it just is. I think generally speaking, though, when I hear folks talk about Terry McLaurin, I feel like he's being overvalued just a tad. There was a lot of hubbub made last year. And really, even last week, I remember I told you all I had Trevor Sikkema on. He said, ranking Terry amongst his top 10 guys, he ultimately put him at number 10. But his range was anywhere from 9 to 19. So, and I'll pull up the PFF list one more time here. So that should show you, one, if he's in that 9 to 19 range, he's not in the elite upper echelon group of wide receivers. I think Trevor Sikkema had him ranked as a tier 3 wide receiver, if I'm not mistaken. So here we go. Tier 1, A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. I'm not taking any of those guys over Terry McLaurin. I'm just not. Tier 2, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua 5, CeeDee Lamb 6, Nico Collins 7, Tyreek Hill 8. Tier number 3, Mike Evans number 9, Terry McLaurin number 10, Drake London 11, Neighbors, Wilson, T. Higgins, Brian Thomas Jr. Let's be real about this, right? Going into next year, and I put out my top 10 wide receiver rankings, and I got to find the document that I did it on because I believe we did it right here on the show last week. I would have him right outside of the top 10 at about 11 or 12. I think I can clearly give you 10 guys that I would prefer over Terry McLaurin. And this has to do with age. This has to do with productivity and potential.
You want to name some dudes?
A.J. Brown. We can count them here.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
A.J. Brown, 1. Justin Jefferson.
2.
Ja'Marr Chase.
3.
CeeDee Lamb.
4.
Nico Collins.
Ooh, 5.
Puka Nacua.
6. I'll count it.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek's old, man.
Man, Tyreek had one down
year.
He's
hanging out with Aiden Ross. I don't.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill having a down year last year should not skew how he is viewed amongst the top 10 wide receivers in the
NFL. It's going to skew it for me, especially because he's on the wrong side of 30 now, and that does not last when you are a speed demon.
Well, he's a unicorn, though. His production last year.
Father Time gets everyone, except for LeBron James.
Except for LeBron James. Him last year, though, talking about Tyreek and his statistical drop-off was a byproduct of Tua not being healthy. No one in this league could run with Tyreek Hill still. So I would still prefer him over Terry.
Well, 6.
I'm at 6.
Brian said Mike Evans, 7.
Mike Evans, yes. Puka Nacua, do we have him on
there? Yes, we do.
I would put Puka Nacua over Terry McLaurin at this point. Nico Collins, yes, we have over Terry at this point. Right?
Yeah. Amon-Ra.
See, I'm not an Amon-Ra guy.
Interesting. I'm kind of in the same boat.
I think Terry can do everything Amon-Ra can do. I don't think Amon-Ra can do everything Terry can do. I don't know if Amon-Ra can win consistently on the outside as a true X the way Terry McLaurin does. He is a slot god, is the best way that I could put him. Who else would I go with here?
I think we're at 7.
Are we talking about production? Or like, how are we ranking this? Can we act?
You said, guys, you take over Terry.
Can we just do this like pure athletic ability, pure speed, pure? It's not about quarterback situations, none of that. I'm talking about if I line up and I'm picking a 7-on-7 team, who I'm taking over Terry? I take Garrett Wilson.
Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers, yes, I would take Malik. Like, if you're not going to admit that Malik Nabers is better than Terry McLaurin,
no,
right,
it's
now,
absolutely true.
Like, that's just hard on you as a fan. You're asleep. Like, that's just tough. Like, I'm taking Malik Nabers. I think he's a better overall wide receiver than Terry. I think Garrett Wilson would probably be somebody that I have an argument for. He didn't have the production last year, but he'll have it this year. Devontae Adams is still better than Terry McLaurin. You watch him next year with Matthew Stafford. With
Matthew Stafford's old ass.
Opposite Puka Nacua. Maybe I'm stretching here. Brian Thomas Jr.
Sure, yeah, we can throw BTJ in there.
Like,
he's
a dog, man. Like, it's not a slight to Terry is what I want people to keep understanding here. It's not that it's a slight to Terry. We're arguing and debating the most loaded position group in all of the National Football League.
Easily.
301-230-0980. Max, we just had a bunch of calls flood in.
Oh, boy.
So we'll rack up those while I take a couple here. Let's go to Leon in D.C. to lead us off here. What's going on, Leon? We got the phone potted up, phone potted up, phone potted up. Is phone potted up, phone potted up? Leon, what's going on, my man?
Hold on, huh? Can you hear me?
I got you, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I heard you say something about Terry McLaurin. I can't talk long, but I don't think that us fans overrate him. He's the best wide receiver we've had. We've always looked at Art Monk as the best. But as you see in the stats, he's been the most consistent. The guy doesn't get hurt. He's going on, what, year 5 of 1,000 yards racking up? And last but not least, this is the best quarterback he's ever had.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, he's coming off 13 touchdowns last year. That's amazing. I don't know when we last had a wide receiver get over 10.
For
so
sure.
That's all I want to say, man. I got to get back to work. I
got
just
you,
to
brother.
Leave you with that.
Hey, I appreciate it. Enjoy
that's
the rest
why
of your work day,
we
man.
We rate him.
For sure. So I guess I need to walk back my comment. But really, I don't, though. I think we overrate Terry overall as a fan base. And when I say overrate him, some of you all put him in that elite tier. And we just went through the guys that I believe are in that tier. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Nico Collins. He's not Tyreek Hill. He's not Mike Evans. Like, that's... And it's not to slight Terry. It's just how I view him compared to some of the other elite wideouts in the NFL. He's a bona fide number one and one of the better number ones in the NFL. I say he's anywhere between... I think he's anywhere between the 10th best receiver in the NFL and like the 15th best receiver in the NFL. I don't think he's inside of the top 10, though. No. I can easily give you 10 guys 7 days out of the week, twice on Sundays, who I would take over Terry McLaurin. And then this look at the chat. Look at the chat. Two bad games versus Quinion Mitchell. You guys are acting like the excuses that we bake in for him are lethal at points. It's frustrating. Now, where he did turn up last year, he looked elite after the catch last year at times. He did. You look at the Detroit Lions game, the Philadelphia Eagles game, and the NFC Championship game. I don't know. Let's actually go back and look at some of the numbers, because I see you all are talking about who Terry was in hell against last year. And look, it was not easy for Terry McLaurin last year. He put up his numbers, but it wasn't easy. Now, 13 touchdowns during the regular season, second most in the NFL, like, that's hard to argue with. But, like, there were some games last year where Terry kind of went AWOL, is the best way that I could put it. And every time Terry goes AWOL, we have this problem of saying, oh, it's Cliff Kingsbury's fault. It's Cliff Kingsbury's fault. Okay. Not always the case. I continue to look. That second Philadelphia Eagles game, Terry got 6 targets, had 5 catches. If you take away the 32-yard touchdown that he had, it's 5 catches for 28 yards. That's not good, right? Now, New Orleans, he had 7 for 73. Terry should have went for 150 versus New Orleans, but Jaden couldn't hit him. The first game against Quinyon Mitchell, 2 targets, 1 reception. In a gotta-have-it game against your division rival, you let a rookie corner put you in hell. Like, it just is what it is. All of the advanced analytics on Terry McLaurin against Quinyon Mitchell showed that Quinyon was the better player that day. And that's no slight to Terry. Quinyon can play. The 2 matchups against Deontay Banks and the Giants, Terry comes up with 2 touchdowns because he beats them in a phone booth in the red zone. But outside of that, they scored 27 points as an offense against the Giants, and they kind of struggled to move the ball a little bit. And Terry wasn't much of a factor. He wasn't. So there were games last year where he kind of disappointed. The Tampa Bay game in week 1. Now, I get it. It's week 1. This passing offense was not what it was now. But that's just how I go. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your thoughts on Terry McLaurin. Is he a bona fide top 10 wide receiver to you? Is he a bona fide top 10 wide receiver to you? I think there's an argument to be made. I would put him anywhere from 10 to 15. I don't think he's concretely, though, in the top 10. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go out to Lap in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, man.
For sure.
Hey, great point you said about him not getting separation. I've been saying that for years, but people are like, oh, you hating on Terry. No. Even though I'm a fan of my team and a player, I'm a realist, too. Because you got to like the sport first before right. you even have a team. So I don't think he gets enough separation, enough for me. Yards after catch, he's dangerous. But he's always getting tripped up, or he's always falling down, or it's just not separation. All the premier wide receivers get separation, and that's my definition of a wideout. You know what I'm saying? So if he works on that, he'll be even better because there's a lot of those games, like you said, he didn't do much, but he'll make a play and then he'll have 30 yards.
Can I say something else? Can I say something else, Lap, that's turned into a baked excuse for Terry McLaurin? I'm seeing it here in the chat. People are saying he got locked down by AJ Terrell and they're shading the safety to his side. Are you guys out of your rabbit ass mind? You don't think every wide receiver in the end, you don't think Justin Jefferson is getting bracketed every week? You don't think Ja'Marr Chase is getting bracketed every week? Give me a break. Don't use that as an excuse. Come on. Yeah. Every elite wide receiver deals with that. If you can't take the heat, get the hell out the kitchen.
Two other things, Linnell.
Yeah.
So the other caller was saying about his, 1,000 yards. He has been consistent in that regard.
Who are the other wide receivers that he has to compete for targets with?
Well, nobody really.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying that without a consistent quarterback play, for him to get 1,000 yards, that's still pretty good.
But this is the thing. Anybody can go get 1,000 yards when you're the only wide receiver on your team. Terry hasn't had anybody to compete with targets for.
Yeah, but I still think he should have more 100-yard, 100-plus, 150-yard games.
I totally agree. Lap, we got a bunch of other dudes, so we're gonna drop you and let you go here as we're creeping up on the break. But this is fascinating to me because I'm not trying to – I don't want this conversation to turn into some dunk contest on top of Terry McLaurin. I'm not trying to poo-poo Terry McLaurin at all. Like I continue to say, I put him anywhere from 10 to 15. But to call him an elite wide receiver, I save that elite word – for Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and the names that are in that category. Let's go to Kenny in Charlotte, chiming in on the Odyssey app. What's going on, Kenny? How you doing, man?
What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, brother?
Man, you disappointing me a little bit,
uh-oh,
man, because you're saying you kind of talking out the side of your neck 2 different ways, man. You're saying you're not trying to poo-poo him,
but
that's the tone that you're giving off. That's the tone.
I hear that.
You can You understand that?
I mean,
that's why. So my thing is, let's look at last year. Pull up some stats on, you know, some of the elite receivers' worst games, right? I mean, everybody has those kind of games. The point that I want to make ultimately is, what round was Terry drafted in?
The third, right? Third or fourth round?
Right, right. He came on this team as supposedly just a special teams guy.
And I think,
and look at what he's done from the time he was drafted up until now, with all of those different quarterbacks. You see the work ethic, you see the dog. And one of the things that I don't want the organization to make a mistake on is going back on their word as it pertains to the brotherhood.
For sure.
Is $2-4 million. You wanted to use him as the face of brotherhood when Dan Quinn and them first got here. And now when it's time to get paid, right, now you can threaten the brotherhood in the locker room by saying, you know what, we're going to let $2-4 million here or there separate the brothers.
So Kenny, let me intervene right real quick. I think we're having two different conversations here. I don't think any of us believe he's not going to get the deal done, right? I certainly don't feel that way. I think they would look foolish as hell as an organization for all the reasons you just listed. You can't go put all of your cute slogans and hashtags all over buildings and t-shirts talking about a commander tag, commander this, commander that, and then when one of your homegrown guys is time to get paid, you don't pay him. So I don't think that will be the issue. I'm curious of the timeline of this thing and what is currently holding the deal up. Because it's not like there's any other wideout contracts that are going to get done here.
Right, right. So, you know where I was sold on Terry and he impressed me was, I know he had a couple of games where, you know, he got locked down, so the stats say. But he sold me in Detroit. He sold me in the championship game. Yes. Like in big games.
Running away from
people. He finally had a chance.
Yeah.
He finally had a chance to be in big games and show who he was. And to me, he delivered. And you know what? He may not be those top-tier receivers, but he's our receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's our Jamar Chase.
For sure.
He's our Justin Jefferson. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of emotional for me, because
I'm glad you're admitting
that's part of being a fan.
Thank you.
You know, but if we want to dot T's and cross I's, yeah, you got a point. But to me, he's our Jamar Chase. I think he should get paid.
For sure. Appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980. More of your calls on, is Terry McLaurin an elite wide receiver, coming up next. Plus, we will get into Ben Solak. We're 93 days out from the start of the NFL season, and he dropped 100 thoughts on ESPN.com. There are some commander-related thoughts in there as well. We'll share those with you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Team 980.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
301-230-0980, the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We're taking you up to 1 p.m. before we dish the rock to Chris Russell. He'll take you from 1 to 4. Craig Hoffman will take you on your afternoon drive home. So make sure you keep it live and local on the Team 980 all afternoon long. No guests, just me and you at 301-230-0980. We'll continue the conversation surrounding Terry McLaurin. Spotrac projects him to get, every time I pull this up, I quickly lose the tweet, so maybe I should just send it to myself, huh, Max? And stop being an idiot.
It'd be a good idea.
It'd be a good idea. Spotrac currently projects him, I think it's 3 years, $91 million, and AAV of 30, about 31, and it kind of mirrors the DK Metcalf extension that was given out by Pittsburgh earlier this offseason. I think that's a fair number for Terry McLaurin. I think the question I have, and we'll let you hear from John Kahn, so it's 3 for 93, rather, is what Spotrac is projecting, $31 million AAV. DK got $33 million AAV, and he had $60 million guaranteed. I think the guaranteed money piece of this is going to potentially be interesting for Terry. If I'm Terry, like, DK got $60 million guaranteed. A.J. Brown last year got $51 million guaranteed. CeeDee Lamb got 67. I'm looking at $62 million guaranteed. It's like my starting point. Shut up, Siri. that would be my starting point if I'm Terry McLaurin. I need at least $62 million guaranteed. I'm wondering what's taking so long, though. Because last year with Sam Cosmi, like, Cosmi could have held out. He chose not to. Ended up getting his extension. Terry McLaurin, if they move on the same timeline as Cosmi, he didn't sign his extension till September the 4th. There's no way in hell they can wait that long. What do you think the big holdup is right now? And should there be a holdup? I think we asked the question last week, should a Terry extension, should his age be taken into consideration, or should they just give the man a blank check? I think a lot of you went the route of the blank check. Clearly they're not doing that, or Terry would be in attendance. 301-230-0980 is the number. My main man, Jason and Laura, what's going on, man? How are you?
Linnell, what's up, brother?
How you doing?
Glad to see you filling over Kev. Look, I love Terry to death. I have a couple of his jerseys. But we got to, as fans, got to be honest, he's not elite. He's not even on any other team in our division the number one receiver. Damn. I mean, everybody in the division's got a better receiver than him.
Yes.
But he is an elite citizen. He is an elite teammate. He's an elite leader. All those things are good, never in trouble. But he don't separate well. He's not the greatest route runner. Your man Max is getting on me. I don't think he's a great catcher because he doesn't catch with his hands. He catches with his arms and body, which if you had a young kid that you wanted to be the best wide receiver in the world, you wouldn't look at Harry because he doesn't catch with his hands. But I think we should pay him, but we got to be honest with ourselves. The elite playmaker on our offense is J.D. Fox, not Terry. Now, Terry had his best year he ever had since his rookie year because he had a better quarterback and he had a good coordinator in Kingsbury. But what is he doing in practice? Kingsbury never made it a priority to get this guy a ball. There's a reason for that, guys. There's a reason for that. They see him in practice every day. It was never was made prominent to get him the ball every single game. There's a reason for that.
I think it's a good point. Appreciate the call as always, Jason. I hope everything is well with you and yours, my man. My guy, Scotty G, types in, how did Terry being elite become the topic here? I don't know. I don't know how this. I honestly don't know how we got here.
Well, you know, topics move, they shape. It's like clay, really. Yes. A radio show is just a block of clay.
Yeah.
And we try and mold it, but you help us. You are the Patrick Swayze
look at you.
Ghost.
What a line.
Yeah.
But no, I think Max hits it right on the head. Like, the conversation is naturally, organically gotten here. Is he elite? I don't think anybody should be calling him elite. Like, that's where I say I need to slow the hell down.
He's upper tier, not
elite. Yeah, he's one of the upper echelon receivers in the league. He's a good wideout. Now, to say that he wouldn't be a number one on any...
is completely false.
To who?
Terry would be a number one.
In New York?
Hmm?
He'd be a number one in New York over neighbors?
No. On a good majority of teams, not...
Oh, yeah, like, the in-division comment kind of...
Indivisions
because it's like, damn, you're right.
Yeah,
like, but that's just because there are good wide receivers in this division.
It's true.
You damn right. You moved the conversation, AJ. I'm stunned. I had no clue that this is where we were going to end up going. There's a lot more that we want to get into, but we got a couple more calls to rake through. Donald is in DC, wants to chime in on Terry as well. What's going on, Donald?
Hello, fellas.
What's going on, man?
How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Enjoying the convo. You all are hilarious.
Yeah, with one thing for certain and two for sure. I don't think that Terry McLaurin is an elite athlete or elite receiver. I don't think most of the receivers that y'all call elite is elite. The thing with them is that they're playing with great quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks down in Detroit, veteran quarterbacks in Dallas, veteran quarterbacks down in New York, all over the field, down in Cincinnati. But one thing this guy do, he works hard. He's worth every dime that we give him to be a third-round pick. And he's not the tallest. I was in training camp 2 years in a row. I'm 5'9 and three quarters. He's probably the same size as me. So when you're talking about Jefferson and all these other guys, some of these, the dude in Detroit is small, Armand, but he had a great athletic father, so he trained at a young age. But other than that, for a third-round pick, I think he's in the top 10 receivers, and some of the receivers that y'all call elite.
But hold on, Donald. Elite. This is where I got to stop you. What does him being drafted in the third round have to do with him being an elite wide receiver? Why do we keep bringing that up? He deserves bonus points for being a third rounder. Like that means nothing.
Early in his career, look how many different quarterbacks he played under, and all of them were some garbage.
Dude, Justin Jefferson had Sam Darnold last year.
Sam Darnold is not elite, but he's a top quarterback coming out of college.
No, he's not.
He just didn't get
coming out of
right
college,
system.
Yes. Okay, if I hear you. Coming out of college, yes. I give you
if
that.
If you put these guys that came out of college on good teams and they start rushing them to be elite, just like Baker Mayfield. I tell my son all the time, well, they were saying Baker Mayfield was a bum. I told my son, if they put the kid in the right position and the right team and the right coordinators, he is a better quarterback than they're giving him credit for.
Dude,
all the receivers that you're talking about in Philadelphia, he was down at Alabama. These dudes are naturally gifted players. But when I say elite receivers, I'm talking about Art Monk, Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, mm-hmm. Virgil Say, all the guys that I watched. But it took Art Monk 10, 15 years to get in the Hall of Fame.
Well,
so when you call a person elite, mm-hmm. I think they throw it around with athletes too much anyway.
I agree.
Because I don't think LeBron James or Michael Jordan is not the best player that I saw.
Wow.
And I'm 60-something years old. Wow. I've seen some great players, and they're not even in the top five. Mm. But the media, ESPN, and the rest of y'all keep throwing tags on these guys, and these guys is not all that. They're not. Most of them guys that you're talking about in the NFL right now wasn't even better than Steve Largent down in Seattle.
Wow.
And he wasn't a big guy. But he had somebody could toss him the rock named Jim Zorn. Consistently. It's called consistency with me. And I'm a Washington diehard.
I give it to you. I give it to you. We appreciate the call as always, man. We're talking about bringing it strong. DC wants to chime in. What's going on, DC?
Great day, brothers and now. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Y'all are this Terry McLaurin conversation is exhausting.
Yeah. If you want me to tell you why, I'm gonna start calling you Flipper, man. You flipped the conversation. You went from him being a top 10 receiver to now he's not an elite receiver. So what I want to say about him being a top 10 receiver, I even heard you say this. You said, I put him in 10 through 15. So that means he's top 10. If you're going to put him in that area, he's just potential.
He's somewhere right around the bottom of the top 10 through 15.
Thank you for finally admitting me. You kept saying it, and I've been listening, and I've just been laughing because I'm like, this dude that flipped the conversation. Now, elite, you don't even have to argue about them being in the top three to four to maybe even five are your elite receivers or players in any situation. You can't even argue it. Who are you going to put against them? Now, to say Terry is top 10, it's receivers that you name and you had to make arguments for. So if it's arguable, his consistency, like the gentleman that just called said, over time, he's done it with not even the same quarterback.
But here's my thing real quick, DC. Here's my thing, DC, on the quarterback on the quarterback discussion. He was going to put up the numbers because someone had to. Who the hell else has Washington had offensively to compete for targets with Terry?
Bro, do you know? Well, no, I'm sorry. I hear you
every
on that, right?
Every team's going to have a 1,000-yard receiver.
He bailed out Taylor Heineke. Taylor Heineke throwing the ball late and can't get it 40 yards down the field. He had to come back and jump over people. Now, I give people this. No, he's not a hands catcher. No, we say he doesn't create separation, right? But he catches the ball when it's thrown to him, whether the guy is there, whether he's not. But guess where he does create separation? After he catches that ball, he gets that yak.
I give it to you.
Are we mad that he catches the ball and he's not wide open? Well, if you look at it, this year since he's had a quarterback, he's caught the ball more wide open this year than he has any other year because he has a quarterback that knows timing and throws the ball on time and get it to him when he comes out of his break. So the separation that's needed where he doesn't have to catch as many 50-50 balls is there and it's done. Now, to compare him to the receivers in our division, how many of them caught more 50-50 balls than Terry McLaurin?
A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb.
Number one in the league.
I mean, I hear you. But
number one in the league.
I hear you. DC, this is... I appreciate your call as always. Yeah. You know I rock with you. This is 10, this is hard. It's a hard combo.
Have a great day, brother.
DC called me out on flip-flopping. Damn that DC, man. That's my dude. Always love checking. That's one thing. There's like a base of you all that find me everywhere I am. DC is one of those dudes. Damn sure appreciate that. Max, let's get to Ocean City Bob, and then I'm putting this to bed. Ocean City Bob, what you got?
Tail end of it straight up. Catches the ball. Yes, uses his body, momentum, rhythm, footwork, everything. Got another weapon with Scary Terry. Put me on the board for 18 touchdowns for Scary Terry this year.
18?
With a little less catches.
18 yes, touchdowns?
I'm betting the whole crap dip on it. Are you in or you out?
I'm in. Let's do it.
There it is.
I'm taking your number down.
What year?
I'm taking your number down, and I'm holding you to it.
What year?
And I don't want no Fugazi crab dip. Be the ass out in Ocean City. I need Ocean City crab dip.
That real.
Come on, man. Rich, creamy. I need some crab dip that'll put me on the toilet. Maybe I took it a step too far.
Listen, I'm with you.
You pick up what I'm putting down.
I get it.
301-230-0980 is the number. A lot more to get to here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Lynette Willingham sitting in for Kevin. He's back with you tomorrow. Finally, on the other side of the break, we will get to a report from my guy Jeremy Fowler of ESPN linking a certain veteran to the Washington Commanders. I'll ask you whether you're in or out next here on the Team 980.
All right, it's a slow week around the world of sports. The Nats will get back home today. They take on the Chicago Cubs following a West Coast road trip where they went 5-4. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on 106.7 The Fan. The Yankees, their closer Luke Weaver is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. Devin Williams is expected to take the closing role in his absence. And tomorrow night, the Stanley Cup final action gets underway. The Panthers will take on the Edmonton Oilers north of the border. That'll be tomorrow night at 8 on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We will take you up to 1 o'clock before we hand things over to Chris Russell. Took plenty of calls on Terry McLaurin and whether or not he's an elite wide receiver or not. Man, I didn't realize. I think Terry McLaurin... I'll be honest. I think Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson are probably two of the most polarizing commanders this offseason in terms of what moves the needle, so to speak, in terms of what piques people's interest. What do people want to talk about? We went from Terry McLaurin. Well, now talk about the latter, Brian Robinson. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has linked former Browns running back Nick Chubb to the Washington Commanders. And I am not sure what everyone, or why everyone, I guess, wants to add another running back to this Commanders running back room. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and here is why. First and foremost, your running back room last year played their ass off. The combination of Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Jeremy McNichols, that running back room that Washington has is fine. It's good enough. You have to think about why the run game last year for Washington kind of tailed off down the stretch. The traditional running game, why it tailed off down the stretch. This offensive line, and I think this is the bigger conversation that we're kind of fearful of having. This offensive line, that interior three in particular, Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi, got their ass kicked down the stretch. Honestly. And it's frustrating because I know they're good players. Cosmi was playing hurt. But I think whenever we talk about the run game and the traditional running game falling off, everyone points at Brian Robinson and we talk about lack of vision and lack of burst, lack of explosive playmaking ability. That, to me, is not the issue with the Commanders' run game. It was not the issue with the Commanders' run game down the stretch. Can Brian Robinson be better in terms of being more decisive and showing more patience? I think it's what he really needs to do in terms of hitting a hole. Yes, 110% he can be more patient. But it's hard when you're getting met behind the line of scrimmage by a penetrating defensive lineman. Like, that is an issue for any running back in this league. And it was an issue for Brian Robinson last year as well. And I keep pointing to the interior three of Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi. I'll give you a take. You all want a take? Maybe you could tell Lou DiPietro. Maybe we can get Lou to clip this off because I feel this, and I don't know if anyone else feels this way. I don't know if Nick Allegretti earns the starting job next year at guard. My interior three offensive linemen, the battery of my offensive line, my guard-center guard combo entering week number one is probably going to be Nate Herbig, Tyler Biadasz, and Brandon Coleman. Like, that's probably going to be my interior three. I think Nick Allegretti, look at the contract he signed. He is a swing guard in this league. And last year, I think he struggled at times and hurt this offensive line. I think he was pretty good and pass pro at times, but the run blocking he struggled with. They were all wildly inconsistent at points last year. I think Jayden Daniels made that offensive line look a lot better than they actually were. And I can stand concretely in saying that. But my guard-center-guard combo next year in week one is probably going to be Nate Herbig, Tyler Biadasz, and Brandon Coleman. And I would think my tackles are going to be Tunsil and Connerly. If that group can perform better, talking about the interior three, then the run game will be more consistent. And I think, like I said, they played well at times. The issue with that group was consistency. I don't think the running back room and the personnel they have at that position is underwhelming. I think it's a good group. I think the sum of their parts together, they're a good group. They complement each other, in my opinion, perfectly. Now, I know Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret is the guy that a lot of you all have been intrigued by, and I am totally ready for Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. I can't wait to get up close in person and actually see what he looks like, because you all have already kind of, you know, started fitting him for his jacket and putting him in Canton. Seventh-round running back. Can he pass protect? First and foremost is my number one thing. Can he pass protect? Can he hold on to the football and not fumble? And then is he explosive? That's the last thing I think we're waiting on when it comes to, you know, this Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. Those are the questions I have with him, though. Can he pass protect? Can he protect the football and not put it on the carpet? And then is he explosive? Is he dynamic? It's still yet to be seen for me. I've seen what people have said on tape. I've watched the tape. It's different, though, when you're up close in person watching a guy. So I'm eager to see him tomorrow as well. But I think the idea of bringing in a veteran like Nick Chubb or somebody else out there. J.K. Dobbins is the other guy I've seen linked. I just don't know how much they upgrade your room. If you all are complaining about Brian Robinson and his lack of explosion, why the hell do you want Nick Chubb? Is Nick Chubb explosive? Three ACL tears in? Probably not. Probably not. 301-230-0980 is the number. Do you want Nick Chubb? I don't. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why everyone wants to add another running back to the running back room. We've had this conversation before on this very program. I just currently feel like the running back room is fine. If an injury happens, okay. Right? If you come to training camp and someone, you know, gets an ankle and you need to bring in a veteran body, then okay. But even if someone does get hurt, I don't think you're bringing in a marquee name like Nick Chubb. I think we get enamored by names here and say, oh, I want that guy. I want that guy. Same thing with Jalen Ramsey. Same thing with Jalen Ramsey. Like, I'm not sure I want Jalen Ramsey here. Why would I want Jalen Ramsey here? You know what I'm saying? 301-230-0980, and here we go. AJ has an affinity for any back not named Brian Robinson. Nick Chubb, you could say he has better vision. Okay. The job of a running back behind this offensive line last year, I think, was extremely difficult because guys are consistently getting pushed into you. They got no push up front on the interior of their offensive line last year. How many times did Brian Robinson have to evade a defender 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage? That's my question mark with this run game. It's not really about the backs. I think the offensive line needs to be better. And it's ironic because, like, some of their best performances of the season came in their most difficult matchups, talking about this Washington Commanders run game. Think about week two last year against the New York Giants going up against Dexter Lawrence in the middle of that defense, and it was almost like he wasn't there, right? Brian Robinson runs for over 100 yards. Think about the way you looked against Devondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons out in Tennessee. You ran the ball on them very well. So it was tough, man. Dallas, they struggled to run the ball against because Osa Odighizuwa is a penetrating defensive tackle that gets upfield. They struggled to run the football against New Orleans because they got Bryan Bresee, a penetrating defensive tackle that gets upfield. They struggled to run the football against Cleveland because of who they have on the interior of their defensive line. They couldn't run the ball against Cincinnati's backups. The backups of Cincinnati, because there was no B.J. Hill in that game or D.J. Reader. The backups stopped this offense from running the football. Tampa Bay, you couldn't run the football against them. That's one of my – the Eagles, can't run the football against them. Like, that's my issue with this offense, with this football team. I need the run game to get better. And it's not just about the backs. It's about the offensive line as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Somehow we have already sprinted to the final hour of this program. When we get back, a couple calls right now online about the running back position, we'll take those. But when we come back, though, Ben Solak, I mentioned, of ESPN, put together his 100 thoughts as we were 100 days out from the start of the regular season. We're now just 93 days out, and there are a couple of Commander nuggets in there as well. I'll share those with you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Team 980.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.